Environmental Analysis, Chapter 7, Analyzing an Area. Objectives. Upon completion of this chapter, you will be able to write the key verse from memory, define the term area as it is used in this study, explain what an area analysis includes, identify purposes of an area analysis, analyze an area, and use your analysis to spread the gospel within this area. Key verse. Arise. Walk through the land in the length of it and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee. Genesis 13:17. Introduction. In the last chapter, you analyzed a people group. In this lesson, you will analyze a specific area for the purpose of reaching it with the gospel. An area. For purposes of this study, an area is defined as a specific portion of a country determined by either geographical, linguistic, cultural, or political lines. A geographic area, for example, could be a valley surrounded by mountains, which separates it from the rest of the nation. The boundaries of a geographic area are set by natural elements. A linguistic area is all the territory within a nation where the people speak the same language. A cultural area is a territory within a country where all the people groups are similar. For example, they may all be tribal groups or all followers of a certain religion. A political area is a township, city, country, county, province, or state within a nation. Its boundaries are set by the government. Analysis of an area. When you do an area analysis, you analyze in detail a specific area within a nation. You determine the political, geographic, linguistic, and cultural factors that make it a separate area. You analyze its spiritual condition. You also analyze external forces from outside the area which might affect acceptance of the gospel. The purpose of analyzing an area. The purpose of your study is to reach a specific area of a country with the gospel. It is research for the purpose of evangelism, not just for the sake of research. Be careful that you do not spend all of your time studying and never get around to accomplishing the purpose which originally motivated your study. The things which unite an area and make it distinct can provide you with a general strategy to reach the entire area with the gospel. You analyze an area to answer these questions. What people groups are within this area? Who are they? How many? And where are they located? What do these groups have in common? What unites these people groups as part of a distinct area? What is this area like? What do you need to know about this area in order to reach the people who live there with the gospel? Who should reach this area? What are the necessary qualifications for workers to spread the gospel in this area? How should this area be reached? What common methods can be used in the whole area? What will be the most effective? The answers to these questions will help you determine your role in reaching an area and assist you in formulating a plan to reach it with the gospel. How to gather information. You can gather information for your analysis by prayer. Ask God to reveal what you need to know about this area in order to reach it with the gospel. Study of written materials. Study books and written materials about the area. A list of possible sources of information is included in the appendix of this manual. Observation. Travel personally throughout the area and observe its land and peoples. Interview. Ask questions of people who are leaders and residents of the area. If there are believers already ministering in the area, interview them to discover what they have learned. Sample interviews are included in the appendix of this course. Use the following outline to analyze an area. You may not be able to answer all of the questions about an area, but answer those for which you can obtain information. Identifying an area. First, be certain the territory you have selected is a distinct area. An area is considered distinct or separate for at least one of the following reasons. The people in the area all speak the same language. The people groups in the area are all similar culturally. For example, all the people groups in the area are all tribal groups, or they may all be members of a certain religion. The area is divided from the rest of the nation by natural geographic elements such as mountains, a river, etc. The area is separate politically. It can be a village, township, county, state, province, separate territory owned by a country or other. What people groups are within this area? What people groups live in this area? Obtain the name and approximate population of each group in the area. Obtain or draw a map of the area and locate each people group on it. Begin to pray over this area and its different people groups. What is the total population of all the people in the whole area? What do these groups have in common? In general, how are these groups alike? Socially, culturally, linguistically, religiously, politically. How do these groups differ? Socially, culturally, linguistically, religiously, politically. Note, you may want to do a people group analysis on each different group in the area. This will help you understand and design a strategy to reach them. What is this area like? Geographical analysis. What geographic factors will hinder the spread of the gospel in this area? What geographic factors might be used to help the spread of the gospel in this area? For example, are there natural routes of trade or travel along which churches could be planted? Does the weather pattern make certain times of the year best for traveling throughout the area to minister? Obtain information on the following factors which will assist you in reaching this area. Major cities. Mark them on your map. In these areas, the population is largest, so you will want to be sure to design a strategy to reach them in your plan. Established airports. Mark them on your map. Usable airstrips or water landings. Mark them on your map. Does the area have telephone or internet service? Does the area have telegraph service? Does the area have rail or bus transportation? Are there usable automobile roads? Locate them on your map. Are there navigable rivers or seas? This means that you can use a boat to travel. Locate them on your map. Social analysis. How open are the people to outsiders, people who are not from the same area? Knowing this will prepare you for the level of acceptance you will experience when you first enter this area to share the gospel. In general, who controls the financial and material resources of the area? You may need their assistance to obtain property for a church and finances for spreading the gospel. Cultural analysis. Study cultural practices of this area that may affect acceptance of the gospel. Here are some to consider. Beliefs and values. What cultural values, beliefs, or practices of the area may help people understand the gospel? What cultural values, beliefs, or practices of the people might hinder their understanding of the gospel? Cultural practices. Are there some common cultural practices in this area that are clearly prohibited by Scripture? If so, what are they? You will have to deal with them. Needs. Consider the area as a whole and identify the most important needs. Inadequate food, poor health and medical services, poor education, improper water and or poor supplies of it, inadequate financial resources, inadequate geographic resources, poor transportation, poor systems of communication, inadequate housing, inability to cope with change, political oppression, or other. Your presentation of the gospel and your methods of ministry in this area can relate to these needs. What needs appear to be well met in this area? What needs does this area not have? Education. What is the general educational level of the majority of the people in this area? What is the literacy level? How many of the people read and write their own language? It is important to know this because you would not want to design a gospel outreach based on literature if most people in the area do not read or write. You might also research how many elementary schools are in the area, how many secondary schools are in the area, how many colleges are in the area, how many Bible schools are in the area. Educational programs may be one method you can use to reach this area if there is a need for additional schools. Communication. Which language or languages is most suitable for presentation of the gospel in this area? You want to reach the largest number of people in an area first, so select as first choice the language which most of the people speak. The main language spoken by people in this area is. Other languages needed later to reach the remainder of the people are. What is the status of scripture translation in the language that is most suitable for reaching this area? New Testament, Old Testament. Can people in this area be reached through newspapers? Do they accept Christian advertisement, printed literature? Can the people be reached and read? Radio, do the stations permit Christian broadcasting? Television, do the stations permit Christian broadcasting? Tape recordings, do the people have access to tape recorders? Movies and videotapes, is the equipment available in this area? Telephone, do the people have telephones or internet service? What is the main method of communication throughout the area? External influences, what changes are taking place in this area as a result of the political system or outside forces of modernization? Can any of these changes be used to help spread the gospel? What organized groups or agencies from outside the area may oppose the spread of the gospel within this area? Why? Never let restrictions or opposition prevent you from ministering to an area to which you feel God has called you. If you are not allowed to reach them in certain ways, pray and use other methods. Political analysis. Briefly describe the political system in this area. What political groups in this area might hinder the spread of the gospel? What political groups in this area might help in the spread of the gospel? What government regulations might hinder your ministry in this area? What government regulations might assist in your ministry in this area? And who are the key political leaders in this area? You might make their acquaintance and try to gain their favor for your ministry in the area. Spiritual analysis. What religious groups are found in this area? How many of the people follow each religion? What is the general attitude in this area towards religious change of any kind? The answer to this question will prepare you for religious opposition you might be facing. What is the total number of professing Christians? Can you identify key Christian leaders in this area? Do you consider this area totally unevangelized, partially evangelized, adequately evangelized? In general, do you believe this is a time for sowing the gospel in this area or a time for reaping? What Christian churches or missions have been attempted in this area and failed? What do you believe were the reasons for their failure? You can learn from the failures of others and not repeat the same mistakes. What Christian churches or missions are now active within the area? Which of these are effective and why are they effective? You can learn from the successes of these groups. You will also want to cooperate with them in spreading the gospel in this area. How can you cooperate with them to reach this area? Among which people groups are the existing ministries working? Are there any people groups in this area who do not yet have a Christian witness among them? If there is a Christian witness present in this area, what language or languages are being used? You may be led to reach people in this area who speak a different language and are not currently being reached by the present Christian witness. What types of Christian ministry are presently being done in this area? Do not duplicate or compete with existing efforts when you formulate your plan. Your goal is to reach the unreached with the gospel. What is the general attitude of people in this area toward these existing Christian missions? Hostile, indifferent, friendly? How many true gospel churches are in this area? How fast are they growing? What difficulties are they experiencing and why? Which ones are successful and why? Is there a need to establish more churches? Can you determine what principalities and powers of Satan are active or ruling in this area? Ruling principalities and powers of Satan were explained in chapter 6. Who should reach this area? How many workers are needed to adequately reach this area? Your population estimate will help you determine this. What are the necessary qualifications for workers to spread the gospel in this area? Whoever goes to share the gospel in this area should be a believer with evidence of this in their lifestyle, attitudes, and behavior, have a good personal prayer and Bible study habits, have spiritual gifts properly suited to the methods to be used to reach the people of the area, be available. Ability is no good without availability. Is the person willing and ready to go? Be properly fitted into the body, willing to cooperate with other members for the goal of reaching this area with the gospel. Be called of God to minister to this specific area. Be adequately prepared physically, spiritually, and educationally to reach this area. How should this area be reached? What methods should be used? To answer this question, use what you learned in your geographic, linguistic, cultural, political, and spiritual analysis of this area. What similarities between the people groups in this area permit common methods to be used? What differences between the people groups call for different methods? Be sure your methods are scriptural. Do not use any method that conflicts with biblical principles. Which evangelistic strategies have been effective in this area? What new methods might you try? After you have determined the methods by prayer and analysis, ask this question. What opposition may be raised against these methods by either the people groups in this area or external forces? How can you deal with this opposition? Formulate a plan. The analysis you have completed is of no benefit unless you use what you have learned about an area you studied. This area will not be reached by study alone. You must make a plan to reach it with the gospel. Chapter 11, A Strategy for Planning, will help you formulate a plan to reach the area that you have analyzed. For further study, study Genesis chapter 13, which provides an analysis of two different areas. One was the plains of Jordan, the other was the land of Canaan. Record the results of your analysis in two columns, under Plains of Jordan and Land of Canaan.